when the land bank was created, we were told and we expected, and we've been operating under the premise that it was just one of many tools to get the properties back on the tax rolls and to get them renovated. We didn't think that was going to be the exclusive means of doing that. And so we just discovered, just the last month or so, that people are being turned away at the door. We didn't know that. We saw the items on the agenda, but we presumed that because there were others who were making purchases, like the other item on our agenda, that they were accepting them. They're not even allowing them to apply. So theoretically, we could have someone paying $22,000 into the city coffers or a dollar. Let's see, I'd rather take the $22,000. And we built into our budget that we would be getting revenues from the sales of real property. Now, just unilaterally, they've changed that position. They didn't even brief the council on that. So it's very disturbing that an individual or a company or a church or a whomever can no longer go to the city of Syracuse and dispose of its assets that way.